Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
She helped Ronald Reagan end the Cold War. She busted up unions in Great Britain. She was known as the Iron Lady. The former Prime Minister of England, Margaret Thatcher, died today at the age of 87. We take you now to the hotline from heaven.
Hello?
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 What a get.
Hello?
Already?
Yeah.
Is this on?
It's on.
She's already there.
Hello?
Aren't you Baroness Thatcher? Isn't that your title?
I'm the Iron Lady.
I know you are.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this the Mike O'Mara Show?
It is.
It is.
Well, bully. Bully, I'm up here reunited with my beloved Ronnie.
Yes, oh, is he there?
Ronnie, would you like to speak to him?
I didn't think we would get that.
You can speak to whoever you wish to in heaven.
That's so
well,
kind.
I'd like first.
But I'm here.
Where?
I'm here.
Where?
I'm here.
In heaven, I presume.
Holding court.
Oh, wow.
I'm holding court with all of my friends. I'm so happy to be here.
When did you get in?
Oh, just a few hours ago. Yeah,
lots of paperwork, I imagine.
Oh, it's relentless.
That's
the
amazing,
paperwork
really.
Is relentless, and I'm here to say that
I... Where are you?
I'm here. I'm here to say that I'm going to protest.
Yes.
The bureaucracy... Really? And how needlessly this paperwork is.
Your
poppycock.
Your handbag must be full. Mrs. Thatcher, may I ask you...
Who am I speaking with?
This is Buzz Burbank, news anchor of
the
Mike O'Mara
Show.
Oh,
there you are, down there.
Yes, hi.
Down there.
Down there.
It's so amazing, the technology that you have, this hotline to heaven.
Yes.
Friday.
I am up here.
Where?
I am up here.
Right.
And you are there. Down there.
Hold it. Where is Buzz?
Down there.
And you are?
Up here.
It is remarkable. Hello. Just on Friday, we talked to a guy in China, and today we're speaking to you in heaven.
I am in heaven, and I am blissful that I made it up here with all the other Brits of history. Mm-hmm.
Many of them up there?
Oh, yes. They're all here.
Is Benny Hill up there?
He's up here, but he doesn't want to speak.
I didn't think he would. You know who I would like to speak to?
He's just walking around muttering to himself, mana, mana.
Does he? When Benny Hill walks in heaven, is it in fast motion?
Yes, it is.
With music? Crazy music?
And anyone that doesn't have hair...
Have what?
Anyone that has lost their hair, he hits them on the head.
Yes, really? I've seen this.
Rapidly.
Silly.
One of our national treasures.
Now, I'm so pleased that you're up there,
hello.
But I'm wondering...
And you're down there.
If you're holding court...
We've established.
Yes.
I was wondering...
Yes, you are.
If you could fix it to speak to one of my favorite Brits of all time, historically significant man, really.
Yes.
Is Sir Winston Churchill up there?
Oh, you mean one of my predecessors.
Have you met him? Have you seen him?
Oh, yes, he's here.
Oh, wonderful.
Where is he?
Here.
I'd love to talk to him.
Winston. Oh. Oh, Winston.
He must be nearby.
He's coming to the microphone.
I can almost smell
the
these
heaven
cigar
microphone.
Smoke.
He's moving his way over to the mic. Winston, they...
Does he move quickly?
No.
Oh,
oddly. He's dreadfully slow.
Oddly, heaven only has one microphone.
That's it.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to hand the microphone to Winston now.
Good. Wonderful. It's Sir Winston Churchill.
This
hope
is
he doesn't light it.
Hello.
Oh.
Sir Winston Churchill.
Hello.
Remarkable.
Well, I'm in heaven. It's in heaven. Hello. Is this the Mike O'Mara Show?
It is.
This is the only podcast in the world.
Bloody good show.
It's a good show.
It's got Rob. Matt substituting the Oscar.
Yep. Oscar's in China.
I understand he was on the Great Wall.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm.
Bloody good. Bloody good. China was part of the British Empire.
Now, there are times...
We will fight. I got this message to get out to the North Koreans.
Oh, you're good. Good. Oh, this good. Is good.
Very timely.
We will fight them on the sea.
Yes.
We will fight them in the air.
Mm-hmm.
We will never... We will never surrender.
Never will.
Good
never
for us.
That's right. And I will speak to you through my pinky finger.
That's right. Yes. You know that bit?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
I loved it.
Yeah.
They're bloody good.
We could sure use you now. Have you enjoyed meeting Mrs. Thatcher now that she's arrived?
Good lady. Yes. I am lady. Very, very good. Good for Britain. Now good for the world.
Yes. They say...
Good for heaven.
When I've read... What I have read, Sir Churchill, Sir Winston, is that when you get to heaven, the body that you realize is when you are at your healthiest on the mortal plane.
Yeah.
So how does Maggie look?
Oh, man, she looks splendid.
Really?
Rather good. She's looking very, very lovely.
And how do you look?
I don't know. That's a personal question that I will answer.
Like, are you like the 1930s?
I'll fight you in your den.
Oh, no.
I'll fight you on Facebook.
No, no.
Really?
I'll fight you anywhere you stand.
But are you like the 1930 Winston Churchill or the 1945 Winston Churchill?
I'm the 1945 Winston
Churchill. Oh, so there'll be no boning.
They would be not functional down there.
Oh.
They would have a capability.
You could bone her in the clouds.
Now stop boning. I know what that means. You could have the decency to use the term that I used forever.
What's that?
Shagging.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, Jim Corrigan. Dennis, I know that some in our audience don't know the finer points of hockey. Could you tell them, for example, what is icing?
Well, icing happen when the puck come down, bang, you know, before the other guys, nobody there, you know. Mm-hmm. My arm go comes out, then the game stop, then start up.
Mm-hmm. I see. What is high sticking?
High sticking happen when the guy take the stick, you know, and he go like that. You know, you don't do that.
You don't do that?
Oh, no, never, never.
Why not?
Against the rules. You know, you're stupid when you do that. Just some English pig with no brain
Dennis,
at all, you know.
What is slashing?
Slashing is like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there's a penalty for that?
Yeah, and for a trip also, you know, like that, and for hook, like this, and for spear, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself, and you feel shame, you know, and then you get free.
The Chiefs are at home tonight against Cyanosport at the War Memorial at 8. Good seats are still available. I think that went very well.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his Davenport, oh, that's so gay, here's Mike.
It's the only show in America where you can have Winston Churchill start the show.
I love it.
Isn't that great?
I will guarantee you, Winston Churchill will not be on any other radio show of its kind at all today.
Mm-mm.
All
right.
It might be you know, on TV somewhere, but I don't think you're going to see Sir Winston at all.
Well, the beauty of it is I mean, the passing of a great lady, everyone's going to focus on her.
The Iron Lady, right?
No one's going to focus on the Prime Minister 80 years ago, and yet that's what we've chosen to do.
Like we did.
TMOS, satisfying your Churchill needs.
Live from Studio 1K in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded worldwide 17.5 million times and powered by Encore Insurance.
Wow.
We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is Monday, April 8, 2013, and we are brought to you today by ScoreBig.com. Taking your family to a game or any event can be really expensive, especially...
Costly even?
Costly. Did you say costly even?
Costly even.
Pricey.
Costly even. Yeah. Especially if you're paying too much for tickets. I mean, really, when you talk about, there's nothing that ScoreBig can do about the concessions. I'm sorry about
that's
that.
Someday. True. Someday, Mike.
You're still going to spend $35 on a hot dog. But if you want cheaper tickets, imagine getting those great seats at up to 60% below the box office price. Your first stop, whatever you want to see, is scorebig.com, where below box office prices are guaranteed. Imagine getting $30 off your first order. That's what you get when you enter our code.
And that's where you get your hot dog money.
That's exactly. Hot dog money. Exactly. You get almost a whole hot dog.
And you know what those hot dogs,
$30.
They're costly even.
This is probably not what Score Big wants us to do.
No, you're right.
About how expensive just going to a game in general is.
What they want to focus on the fact is they make it possible to go to the game at all.
Right. Great seats, below box office prices. Happy Monday, everybody. And an extra $30 off with your first order. Oh, and no extra fees ever. That's my favorite part. Yeah. There's no need to go anywhere but scorebig.com. And don't forget to enter the code TMOS. Okay. On the program, we welcome once again from the Officer Down Memorial Page Ride, one of the best rides that you will ever see. Go out there and join us on April 27th in Haymarket for her ride. Meg Hawkins is here.
Yeah. Meg.
Officer Meg is here because she had such a great time the last time she was here when she cleared cleared some things up with us.
Yes.
I have something to show you.
She has something else.
Wanted to make sure that you realized that I was still straight.
Okay, wow. That's right.
Still,
not that there's
still
anything
straight.
Wrong with with our lesbian brothers and sisters,
not
rather.
All right.
Straight.
With a black and white
with
rainbow.
With a black and white rainbow. That's terrific.
That will really be serve as a constant reminder
of
what you didn't have clear last time.
I think it's a constant reminder not to drink heavily around police officers.
that's always good.
Always good advice.
And it was, I based this on, we discussed it last time, but Meg has, been very, very open with me about the fact that I apparently grilled her on that subject.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think because I went on and on and on about it, it was, and there's not, I love gay people. I love straight people.
Sometimes twice.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But I was just curious, and my curiosity was just apparently.
It overwhelmed you.
Relentless.
And what happens
and,
is when
and
you
And that's
have
why a- she brings it up every time she's here, because I let me just say, I know I was relentless in that line of questioning, and it was perhaps a little uncomfortable.
Who hasn't made a misstep in a social circle? A faux pas?
Come on now. You're a lesbian.
And so what I think happened is the alcohol might have fueled your curiosity.
Come on. Okay. Come on. Okay, you're not.
You thought you were going to catch her in a lie or something.
It's fine if you are. I'm just curious.
I just want to know.
Right. I was just curious. Okay.
Why can't you be honest?
You're not.
You
Come
do
on.
Realize I get that all the time.
I know. I'm sorry.
And I know.
So do I.
And I know your boyfriend now, and he's a great guy. We hit it off very well. And
How
so,
well?
Huh?
How well? Did you ask him the same question?
He's a very attractive man.
He is
a lesbian. So Meg is here. The Officer Down Memorial Page Ride is coming up on April 27th.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, last time we had you here, you were getting things rolling, and how are the pre-registrations going with the ride? Are you expecting big things out there? Because I know people are ready to get out and ride.
Yes. We have over 160 pre-registered.
Oh, boy.
Wow, that's a good grade. Awesome. That's excellent. Let's get some more.
Last year, we were at 70-something, so...
Oh. Oh, wow.
We're doubled.
More than doubled.
Let me just, I know how those go because I do my own ride. And if you have that number, when I had 300 riders, which was a big number for me, we had 75 pre-registrants. Remember that when we did it at the radio station?
There's a lot of great things you can say about motorcycle enthusiasts, but they're really not ones to plan ahead.
And people can and will register up to the last minute.
Oh, yes,
right?
On-site. Yeah. On-site registration. You just don't get a free T-shirt. Right.
Yeah, and so you can still do it. So go to the you can link to the Officer Down Memorial Page Ride at our website at MikeOMaraShow.com. Mm-hmm. It sits right up at the top.
It does.
And hit that and get registered. And let's hope for, I guess, a little cool last year. We're hoping for a little better weather.
Yes, we're hoping for warmer weather.
It'll be fine.
A day like this would be perfect.
But but here's the thing that I worry about with Washington weather. We're already
I know where you're
we're
going.
In the pattern.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the best day of the week? It's Monday.
Right.
Yeah. At about 4 or 5 o'clock on Sunday of every weekend, it's like, oh, it's going to be gorgeous.
Well,
and they conjured this weekend, too, where they said, a glorious weekend for the cherry blossoms. I'm Chuck Bell.
Something else you've pointed out that I've found to be true is in some years, not every year, but I think this is going to be one of those years where here in D.C., we have no spring. It's going to go right from winter to summer.
More so this year than before. Mm-hmm. But I'm watching the weather forecast, and I had taken the dogs outside where it was 25 degrees.
Right.
And they're on TV looking at me and lying to my face.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, they don't mind.
It's going to be a spectacular day to go down it.
No, it's not. It's nicer.
Right.
It's nicer than it's been. Like, it's been 40 every day for 12 months, and it's not as nice as you're saying it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. And they're also conjuring about
the...
They got to get people down to see the most overrated tourist attraction of all time, the cherry blossoms.
The cherry blossoms.
Which are late, and you go down there, and I got news for people across the country. They don't smell like anything.
No.
I always thought as a lifetime DC resident, I'm going to go down there and it's going to be like walking into a gorgeous jasmine scented, wonderful flower garden. Heart you know music. What it is? It's pink and there's people say, don't touch them.
Have you been?
Yes, I've been twice. Once when I was dating Carrie, I was trying really hard.
It's typical of this area.
And once I took the kids down and I had an acute picture. You know, they're squatty little trees and I sat Robert.
Not a fan, are you?
No. And you know where they came from?
Where? Japan.
That's right.
Okay.
Effing cherry trees.
Like, that's going to make up for it.
Now stop it. Behave yourself.
So I put Robert, he was tiny, like two, and put him on, you know, one of the little branches, and it was going to be a picture of him in the cherry blossom, so the entire day wasn't a waste.
Right.
You're going to have to take your son out of the tree. He's touching the tree.
I know.
Well, yeah. They are, it's a Chamber of Commerce type move, and they are conjuring, and I'm increasingly coming around to your general view that corporate media is not to be trusted. There are a lot of good, honest, hardworking reporters out there, but they have nothing to do with the corporate media, which tells us how to feel about the weather, for example.
If you know, in your neck of the woods, we're in the similar 66, Route 66 corridor here.
Right. Yes.
And it was gridlock. Mm-hmm. It was gridlock, ridiculous gridlock, because you have to go downtown now. Like, you wouldn't go downtown to see the White House or the Washington Monument or the Lincoln Memorial.
Which, by the way, came
from the trees.
Yeah.
Now, we should do a message to all tourists listening to the show now. This is the time to come to Washington. Plenty of free parking. Bring the kids. It's going to be great. Come ahead. Bring everybody.
And drive separately, because there is a lot of parking downtown. So it's good if the wife is in a car and you're in your own car.
Take as many vehicles as you want.
As many as you can and bring a trailer.
Mm-hmm. Officer Meg, when you're out patrolling the highways and byways, do you notice this time of year is a little bat-ass as far as traffic and people out and about, more so than normal?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot more congested and a lot more crazy people.
Yeah, I noticed that.
We're happy it's spring. We go nuts.
It's crazy. Yeah. And but anyway, we hope for your ride that it's going to be glorious, 75, 80-degree weather.
Nice.
And on the police note, kind of a police theme on today's show.
Is this your segment, Mike, called The Blotter?
This is the police blotter. What do they do? What's that thing they do at KCJJ?
The police reports.
They actually, don't they like play it or something
they
like
do.
That?
They do. They play the feed from the police station.
Okay. I've got a note here, a thank you letter, and it says, Mike, Carla, Rob, Oscar, Buzz, Mark, from the bottom of my heart, thank you all again so much for your prayers and thoughts for our brother, Officer LaBoy. I know you're aware of this too, Meg. I hope you all know how much I love and respect you guys. Enclosed is a Motor 8 LaBoy bracelet for everyone.
Oh,
and
cool.
I'm giving them out right now. Everybody gets one. Everybody, you get one.
God.
There you go.
That's really nice.
Buzz gets one.
Thank
Mark,
you.
Rob gets one. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you very
much. Oh, God, Mike.
Well, you'll have to find yours. Sorry, I'm
you're
putting
have to
mine on right
save
now.
Save one that we'll throw to China, Mike.
There we go. That's right there.
Oh, I wear mine with pride.
I didn't do a really nice job. And the
they're cool.
Officer, let me see, Motor 8 APD, and that is Alexandria Police Department, and it is LaBoy Strong Motor 8 Alexandria Police Department.
Very
I'll
nice.
Be wearing these bracelets.
Until
one
they
of
fall
the,
off.
You know, it's. I was reading an article in Washingtonian Magazine. That just blew me away. And the gun violence in this area is very significant, like it is in any major American city. And he was a victim of it. But the story, at least so far, has a very, very happy storyline.
An amazing
ending.
Yeah,
I mean,
amazing.
Truly amazing that he's got a long way to go. And Diana wanted me to let everybody know that he does have a long way to go with his recovery.
Of course,
but
of course.
This is one where, you know, no one expected him to do as well as he's done.
We didn't expect him to survive. And he's not only survived, but he's improving. And it is a long haul, but we're just so excited about his recovery.
Mm-hmm. And it's really great. And I just, you know, we got caught up with this story as so many people in the law enforcement community did. And it's just nice to see, in a way, it's kind of justice from maybe a higher power than we can ever imagine. That you know that he's able to, you know, look at his family and hug him and squeeze him, and he's still back. And I think that's just a terrific. I know that you know, the entire law enforcement community around Washington D.C. has really been really blessed by this story. Everybody's gotten behind this, and it's a good story because you guys are out there every day on the front lines, and it's terrific, isn't it?
He's a true hero.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the epitome of a hero.
Yep, absolutely. So, Officer LaBoy, stay strong, and we'll be
awesome. And thank you, Diana Barrett.
We'll be wearing these bracelets. What a terrific thing. That's
very
a good
nice
way
gesture.
To start the show. On the program today, finally this weekend, we had contacts with the guys I like to call the idiots abroad.
Yes.
No, yeah. You were worried on Friday.
Yeah, because Oscar called in, and then we saw a few posts on Facebook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then nothing.
Right.
48 hours of nothing. And
they
went dark. The main post I saw was Oscar asleep on an airplane with an eye mask and a blanket. When I first looked at it, I really thought he'd been taken hostage.
Did you see any of the
pictures? The picture could have been the same thing.
Yes.
Did you see any pictures from the Great Wall?
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
They looked hungover.
They do. Well, I think they're going to look hungover for the next 2 months.
Explains where they've been. Yeah.
But Oscar was on the show, and then the last post I saw was some sort of gas mask that Todd Moore had.
Mm-hmm. He's funny.
Where he took a picture of that, and then there was a picture of, like, Tsingtao beer.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah. And they are the idiots abroad.
I love that there's pictures, every picture of Todd, he's about 3 feet taller than everyone else around him. Yeah. And it really does look like a special effect.
But they are the idiots abroad, because what do you see in China? Well, let's go to the Great Wall. Mm-hmm. Everybody should do that.
Sure.
But then that what's their sense. Next big destination? The Apple Store.
Well, of course.
A store you could see in any city. Let's go. What does it make it more special that it's in Beijing, but they're just sitting
there?
To
them. Well, you know, Todd is a tech geek.
And Todd took pictures at the McDonald's. Yeah. Way to go, Mook.
They're so excited to see anything. They've traveled all this way, and they get really excited to see something familiar.
Yeah, if he really wanted,
point. Right, exactly.
He could have saved a lot of time and effort. There's a McDonald's within 2 miles of this very house. He could have gone and taken a picture there.
But it's not the world's biggest McDonald's.
Well, nor is this.
I got a lot of messages on Facebook from people saying that they were stunned, if not shocked, that those guys were able to Skype us from inside China. And I was surprised at it myself, that they didn't go through any... channels or anything like that. They just went to their hotel room. They had Wi-Fi in their hotel room, and they were able to Skype out.
He said some stuff is blocked, but not Skype.
Yeah, I think they have to go. I think they have to work some magic to get on Facebook, which may be why we didn't hear from them for a while.
You think somebody's monitoring that
when
they're doing it?
They have legal access to both Skype and Foursquare, for what that's worth. But
really?
But Skype and Foursquare, Oscar said last week, he said, you can do that here. That's okay. It's the other things that we've got to get through the firewall to do.
Do you think that, and it's a serious question, do you think that someone... Do they have the technology over there that when they are like coming out of a Beijing hotel, that there's actually somebody that can monitor what they're saying to us?
They break into your bank every day, the Chinese. So I'm sure they can. I'm sure they have that capability.
He is talking about going to a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Kick his door in right now. But they were gone.
Two American people in room 428. They're making fart jokes.
It was really radio silence for about 48 hours. And I was
beginning flip you out? Because I didn't care.
Well, they were going out. out at midnight. They had taken a power nap, and they were getting ready to go out on a Friday night in Beijing at midnight, and I didn't think that was necessarily the best time
not
to
the first
be going.
Thing
what
I would
of,
do.
What personality does the city of Beijing have? Is it like a?
I don't know. I've never been.
I mean, does like it have any sort of
communist China,
Chinese New York?
Yeah, Chinese New York.
Yeah, basically.
I read a lot of people.
The best New York.
A lot of people messaged me over the weekend, and they indicated we're such mooks. We don't know anything about anything.
Well,
on this
we wouldn't
show.
Go to McDonald's there.
But no, we wouldn't. That'd be the last place that I would go. And it's like, and he takes a picture of pineapple pie. Hey, we're in the middle of Beijing, China. It ain't. Apple. They serve pineapple pie. Todd.
Hey,
Todd. They serve pineapple pie.
Hey, you got your camera? I want you to get a picture of this.
Take a taste of it.
Pineapple pie.
Oscar, taste this pie. No, I like apple better. No. I sure enough don't like pineapple pie. What are they doing? What time are we going to the Apple store?
You know what they would
you
really
want to go
love?
To the Forbidden City? No, because the Apple store's right over there.
They'd love the pineapple store. That would be great.
Pineapple pie. They got Tsingtao beer. And then the only picture that I saw from Todd was the picture of the gas mask. And I have no idea whether it was for
bird flu.
SARS.
Really? Is it for pollution or is it for
that,
attack?
No, I think pollution.
They're not as paranoid as North
Korea. It's actually good for a lot of purposes. But currently, I think it's because of the air quality.
Yeah, traveling in disguise. I did see one other picture I saw that Todd posted was Oscar being taken away in handcuffs. I thought that was a nice one. Captured his height.
And it seems that... Oscar's the bottom for this trip.
Oh, nope. Wow.
Because, like a power bottom?
He's the smaller
He's one. The bottom because Todd is the one that's doing all the posting. Now, I don't know whether that's because Oscar hasn't gotten his technology act together over there. Todd's the tech genius, or I'm because not sure how that
it's
works.
It's because Todd has Oscar's hands bound.
Terrible.
To prevent them from growing.
So let me see. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Uh-huh. I think tomorrow is their last day in Beijing, I think.
And then they're to Tokyo?
Hong Kong.
Then it's Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Same thing.
No, it is not the same thing.
That.
Stop that.
They're not going to Tokyo?
No, they're not going to
Japan.
Tokyo. You can never get. Are you going to go down the World War II route again?
No. I try to keep. Well, my maps are very old in my house.
Now, I think really after
is
Beijing.
Siam still over there?
No, that is Thailand.
Okay.
It's not Siam anymore.
Because the twins, you know.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
He still wants to go to Persia.
You are such an old queen. I'm the old queen. I'm referencing a musical.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're the one that took it to Yul Brynner.
Now you won't.
Anyway, brief Yul Brynner impression right there. So is there? Let's try, Mark. Let's try tomorrow to get Oscar to Skype in for
the last day
in Beijing. Mm-hmm. And then one more report, which I think maybe Thursday or Friday,
okay.
We will get him from Hong Kong.
You'd love to get him from Hong Kong.
And man. I think that they're going to go bat-ass when they get to Hong Kong because it'll be the relief of really not being in the communist part of China.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And being in a very westernized area.
Yes,
and Hong Kong's supposed to be one of the greatest cities in the world. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward
to New York-y, actually. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to checking in with those idiots abroad.
It's like Pittsburgh.
And they'll be. I wonder if they'll struggle to find the Apple Store somewhere in Hong Kong.
I don't think they'll struggle at all.
No struggle.
Find that.
You know,
they'll
the thing
it.
Is, I watch a lot of the Travel Channel. I love those shows. And one of the things I said to Oscar is, you know, he's fit. He's a good-looking guy. It's. I said,
nah,
you have to get yourself a suit made because that's the big thing to do. In Hong Kong, it is some of the cheapest.
I remember,
suits.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
You remember?
All right.
You have to go
check the food out. It's one of the great food cities. Yeah. Pineapple pie.
That's what he's all about. You reminded me. I think, didn't Henry Blake have a suit made in China when he was in MASH, but there was a pinstripe and the stripes went the other way. Do you remember? It was like a striped suit.
If you look up suit making in Hong Kong, there will be a lot of guides on how you can go over there and... Like within 2 days, they will fit. You're laughing, but
I'm
it's
laughing
true.
Because I'm thinking of them in matching suits, like in right. Rain Man.
And gas masks.
Yeah, can you see with Oscar and Todd coming up an escalator in matching Rain Man suits?
I think six more, though. I think six more, people bought the farm over there
we'll have
with
a
the
health,
bird flu.
We'll have a health update in the audio vault.
Oh, really?
Good.
You got some actualities?
Every day.
All right, good. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot to talk about
we
on the
do.
Show. Got some hockey talk, my calendar and why it scares me, and some thoughts about our favorite show, The Today Show. That and lots more coming up on The Mike O'Mara Show. We will be right back after the subway folder.
Running wild, woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me. They ought to take a rope.
You play weird music on Mondays.
I like Roger Miller.
Roger Miller.
I bought his greatest hits this weekend. Such a deal at our Amazon page, Mike.
Roger Miller always struck me as kind of a used car salesman kind of guy.
You know what he is? He's a one-trick pony.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, Roger Miller.
I'm Roger Miller. I went to China and got the pineapple pie.
I bet he loved it
tomorrow.
Tomorrow we'll play Chug-a-Lug.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. We always talk about the fact that this is the number one way that you can support the show, and it's the number one way that we want you to support the show. And right now, save up to 70% on all jewelry just in time for Mother's Day, Father's Day, and graduations.
Tis the season.
If kicks are more your style, 60% off on athletic shoes. Great time of year for that,
yes.
too.
Mm-hmm.
We're having our first 78-degree day here in Washington, D.C.
Get fresh ones.
Everybody's excited about that. Save money and support the show. It's real easy. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, and it'll take you directly to your account at home, school, church, or work. Shop through MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon, and we thank you in advance.
Quick tip in, and you mentioned the weird music I play. Occasionally, I get questions Bang from man. People about the songs we play Bang on the man. Show. Every song we play on this show, you can click on our website, and it'll link you right to Amazon. You can buy the song. And the best thing about buying music on Amazon, it works across all platforms. I know a lot of times iTunes is tricky, but Amazon works everywhere.
So if I wanted a copy of Dang Me, I could just go right to that page.
Exactly.
Business.
But, or other songs,
and
too.
And also, Mike, now available on MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Yogurt makers.
Ah, the yogurt makers.
Yes.
Excellent. Did you make any yogurt this weekend?
Carrie and I did together.
No.
You know, the idea is subtlety. You know what I mean? It's like, it's subtlety. It's just
the idea is truth, Mike.
I know it's truth, but I just dance around it just a little better than that, okay? You know, okay, we're trying to sell eventual T-shirts here.
The subtlety. Uh-huh. Yes. Pineapple pie.
Mark, did you make any yogurt this weekend?
I tried a little bit, yes.
Okay, Buzz?
It was a little difficult.
I'm told I can resume making yogurt tomorrow.
Oh. Josh, did you make any yogurt this weekend? That goes with it. You're 21. Yes, you did.
What do you think?
Mike, why not ask him since the beginning of the show?
Yeah. Meg, are you excited about the potential of our yogurt maker T-shirts that we're going
to
be?
That was awesome. I was listening to it on my way home at 1 o'clock this morning. And actually, the first thing that popped into my head was that, have you ever guys been on YouTube and seen the turtle sex video?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Is that where the turtle's going?
And I was like, this is what pops in my head, and it should be a soundbite on your soundboard.
Watch out. Never challenge the master.
Give me a second.
Never challenge the master. He's got it somewhere.
Just search turtle sex on YouTube.
Perhaps, you know, I'm thinking that's a good idea, Meg. Perhaps we will have that as the official sound.
I like that.
Whenever we talk about the yogurt maker
T-shirt.
That's
what popped in my head.
Excellent.
Because turtles are known for making good yogurt.
Okay. All right. Calm down,
you. Well, he looked like it was fun, you know.
So I got I have to give credit. I don't even remember the lady's name who sent me a message over the weekend and said, you should have two T-shirts, one for men and one for women.
Right.
And one was yogurt maker. The other was yogurt eater.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I didn't know. I think that's going a little too far. Because all we want to do is encourage the healthy making of yogurt, which is been proven in study after study is a documented fact that yogurt is very healthy for you.
Absolutely.
And I had no idea that people could make their own. I thought it was only something you could get in the store.
Oh, no way. Everybody makes it now.
Women can certainly help.
You know what I enjoy about this?
Just swallow it. I'm not going to swallow yogurt.
Here it is. Here are the turtles. This is a turtle. And isn't he making love to a shoe?
It's a shoe. Yeah.
Listen up. And here's a note, once again, to YouTube videos. It's really great if you don't go while you're trying to get
just
a sound.
Just let it do its thing.
You know what? I think the turtle would have liked it better, too, if he hadn't left.
That's the sound that turtles make when they're doing it.
You can maybe clean that up a little bit for him.
Wow. You know, I'd not seen the close-up before.
What? With his mouth just like going...
Not looking at his mouth.
I do that same thing. Oh.
This is a twisted man what does this video.
But I liked it. And I would have recorded it at the same time. All right. Moving right along.
The Wild Kingdom.
You know what? This guy should go to Amazon and buy some new shoes.
Does anybody...
kicks.
I didn't write this down for the show today, but I just thought of it now because it's a recent phenom. Has anybody discussed the new cuts of meat at all? Are you aware of that?
I hate that.
I was looking online. Apparently, is this the FDA or the meat council?
The meat people. They're trying to repackage stuff so we'll buy it better. Me. For example, a pork chop won't be called a pork chop anymore.
No.
I think it'll be called a New York chop. And there are several varieties of it, but nowhere is the word pork. They're also,
I knew you'd hate it.
Why?
They're changing.
You'd hate it as much as I love it.
You like it?
But it's going to be so much easier. When you go into...
To learn a new language.
No. When you go into a store, when you go into Costco, I know New York Strip, I know Filet.
Yep.
I want things labeled easier, and I'll buy... You can maybe buy cheaper cuts of meat. I think it would work.
No, you see, you have fallen exactly into what they want you to think.
Why are you getting so upset?
Because you are being played, my friend.
Right,
because it's the same pork chop, but now it's not a pork chop, it's a New York chop. You know what that sounds like to me? More expensive, and you'll pay more.
It sounds like steak. If it's a pork chop, it's not going to stick what they're trying to do. People are still going to call them pork chops.
Of course.
I'll call them pork chops.
Well,
they're not calling a pork butt pork butt anymore. They're calling it something else, which is stupid. It's not even the butt, it's the shoulder.
Right.
So, really? Here we go. Yeah. When is a pork chop, not a pork chop, when it's a T-bone chop? That's
See,
what
that's
it's
stupid.
Be called. Hold on a second.
It sounds like a steak.
Let me just hear me out here. I like this. This to me is a good idea. The pork loin. The pork loin, top loin chop. The pork loin, top loin chop is out. Porterhouse chop is in. Forget beef shoulder top blade steak, boneless. Just look for flat iron steak.
Dumb.
Now, I would not be able to go in and see something that is called the beef shoulder top blade steak. I wouldn't know what the hell that was.
Flat iron
but
steak
I know what
better.
A flat iron steak is. Sure. It's kind of
an improvement. But if we're going to stop calling pork chops, that's just crazy.
You know what I bet? I bet this will play really well at Wegmans.
No.
Well, now, why don't
Wegmans?
You know, you've got strange ideas about
you
the world.
Sure do.
Wegmans is a wonderful grocery store.
It is where happiness goes to die.
No. It is not where happiness.
It is.
Go during the week, like you go.
You
to
go
your
during
Costco.
The week.
You go to your Costco, and it'll be probably less crowded.
No, my Costco is great. I go at 2 o'clock. I have the run of the place.
All right, with the new name comes new labels for meat.
Boo.
They will now.
Boy, they must. Meat Council must love you.
They will now
well,
identify.
Can I have more pineapple pie, please? I'm Mike O'Mara.
Hey, I'm not. Hey, I'm not in China.
I know, but you're buying into all this nonsense.
I'm just identifying the meat. They will now identify the species. That sounds gross.
Great.
At this point, just beef or pork.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You're okay with that?
Well, that is how we've gone for many years. Yes.
Whether it's from the chuck, rib. Loin or round, the retail cut name, and they will provide cooking instructions as well. They may be onto something, said Bruce Mattel, a dean at the Culinary Institute of America. And that's a pretty prestigious title.
A dean on the culinary who's on the take.
He's
he is. He's on the take. Mike, you know what this is?
Yeah.
This is like you saying, you know what I bought? I bought a Ford Fiesta. But I've put a new sticker on it, and they're calling it a Cadillac.
It's funny. It truly amazes me. I never fail to be amazed by how passionate you get on certain things.
I never fail to be amazed at the way you play into
I'm
their game.
I'm not playing into it. I'm reading
You're
the news story.
You're shouting it like it's great.
I think it might be okay.
No, it's bad.
I think it might make shopping for meat easier and maybe save people money.
It will cost them money.
Yeah, why will it save everybody money?
Because
if I saw
Flatiron Steak, I think it would be cool, and it's steak I would
never... You know think it would be cool. It doesn't change the meat or the price, but it's cool now.
Yeah, look at how passionate it is.
Now it's cool because you're being tricked.
I'm not being tricked. I normally buy either a New York strip or I buy a filet. Those are expensive steaks. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I really don't know the other cuts of meat that well. I look at
so
this and
learn
I go,
them.
That doesn't, I don't want to learn them.
You could learn it in 10 seconds. But Google it on your phone. What's a flat iron steak?
I like the idea. If they call it a flat iron steak, I'll be, hey, a flat iron steak.
It sounds
appealing. I'll give that a try. Marinate it in a little oil and vinegar.
They've changed the names
and,
of certain fishes to make them because some of them had such disgusting names people would never eat them.
It's, yeah, the one Chilean sea bass was like the noodle-headed penis fish or
something like that.
It was really gross.
It was the freshwater polyp.
All right, Rob, here you go. This is you. This is directed right at you.
Okay, bring it.
Probably the most jarring change for shoppers will be new names for what were once various types of pork chops.
See, this is, I object. I'm with Rob on this point.
Thank you, Buzz.
See?
I just wanted to weigh in.
Two against one, Mike. This is a bad idea.
Mark, are you with me on this?
So far,
really,
you're going to
ask him about pork?
Oh, sorry, wrong.
Well, come on.
You stick to steak.
The pork.
Apologize, Meg. How do you feel about this?
I don't really care.
She looks bored.
Which is
over
why
there.
She's the skinniest person in the room.
Very good.
That's right.
Chop is simply the pork word for steak, and all chops come from the loin muscle, which runs from a hog's shoulder.
Right.
Hold on a second. Wait, there it is. Where is it? Okay. Thank you. From a hog's shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. I lost
my
place.
I don't really care what they call
to
the
hip.
Cuts.
To the hip.
To the hip. Shoulder to hip.
The top of the muscle is more tender than the bottom. Now those chops will get names reminiscent of the cuts used to describe steaks.
Okay.
The same kind of thing.
As long as they don't stop calling pork, I don't care what they call the cuts. But pork chop will always be a pork chop.
It's a chop. I mean, it's like saying this is a motorcycle, but we're going to call it a car because that's what people know. People know cars, so we're going to call your motorcycle a car.
This is the only change,
though. Chop. No, chop is pork, and beef is not.
It's still calling it a chop.
What
used to be top loin pork chops will now be called, are you ready for the big controversy?
Hold it, I'm not ready. Okay, now I am.
New York chops.
Stupid.
Where's the word pork?
Because what? Because of all the wonderful pigs roaming the streets of New York City?
Of course.
Look at me. I'm in Manhattan, and I brought down a hog.
There aren't cows. Well, there might be some cows walking around New York City.
We just had an election last year. He didn't have one day where he gave a rat's ass about that. Get him on pork chops, for God's sakes, and the top of his head's coming off.
I tell you what, this is a bad idea for America.
A pork
tell
loin.
Tell you what.
A pork loin rib chop. A pork loin rib chop will now be, he's not going to like this, a ribeye chop.
Of course, because it sounds so exciting, like that tender, wonderful steak, but a steak doesn't exist in a pig.
There's even a bone-in pork loin chop called, are you ready? What do you think it's called?
It's probably called overpriced.
No, it's a T-bone chop.
That's not right.
It's a T-bone chop.
Yes, but you see the
T-bone. If I look and I see a T-bone chop, I'm going to say, hey, that sounds good. I'm going to put that on the grill this week.
It's a very clever marketing
move.
That's
so good
really
that I'll pay more money for it.
What kind of meat is it?
The new pork names go with a shift in how pork is cooked. cooked, said Tracy Rottemeyer, director of pork information with the National
And did they even
the
look
National
at
pork?
Do you think she went to school for that, Joe?
I don't know.
And by the way,
but she gets paid a lot of money.
I'm sure
though.
She does.
That pork organization, did they even look at my resume?
You know where they are?
Where?
You know where they're based?
Where?
Where's the National Pork Board based?
Porksylvania.
Nope.
Where?
Iowa.
Your favorite state.
Iowa?
Yes.
Fantastic. Yeah, the great pork out there. I bet you they're pissed about this out there.
How do you think your old friend Steve Bridges would feel about this?
He hates it.
Also not the right person to ask,
yeah,
really.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're right about
now,
that.
Now Tommy Lang, that's the guy to
oh,
ask.
Oh, you bet yeah. your ass. Yeah. Tommy Lang's got a couple of in his pocket right now.
He's gonna save the old fashioned pork, you know, that's for like right. when he was a kid.
And he calls them dog treats, but we know he eats them. Tracy Rottemeyer is the director of pork information with the National Pork Board in Des Moines, Iowa.
Sure, the DPI, Mike.
Because trichinosis is no longer a problem in the U.S.
True.
Hogs. And then it just goes on. Porterhouse
yeah,
steak.
They cook it not as well done anymore.
And porterhouse steak. Oh, we got to take a break. We'll come back with more of this stimulating conversation
yes.
right after this.
I've been holding out so long. I've been sleeping all along.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to thank everybody for sending in your business cards and
yes.
And sharing your stories about how Vistaprint has changed the way you do business. We
I don't
have
think
told
I gave you,
you
one today, did I?
Well, yeah, we're getting them every day.
Yeah.
We've told you before that Vistaprint can print almost anything. Well, that now includes personalized iPhone cases. This is
You're
a
kidding.
Big deal. Now, everybody has gone into the AT&T store, the Apple store, wherever the store is,
right.
and you've gone in there and you've seen, really, $35, $45.
I was yes. in Best Buy. I saw them for $50.
$50 bucks for an iPhone yep. case.
They Crazy. Shouldn't be able to call the store that if they're charging $50
exactly right.
this,
for an iPhone case.
I spoke to the good people at Vistaprint, and I believe this is going to be huge. Now it will be easy to design an iPhone case for every part of your life, your company, your team, your family, even just a personal message. And because it's Vistaprint, and that's talking your own personal designed iPhone case.
Yep.
And because it's Vistaprint, it starts at $9.99.
I'll tell you why my mind is reeling. You know, they do not make anything for Elvis for the iPhone 5. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. So now I can go home and I can make myself
own.
An Elvis
yeah.
case.
Mm-hmm. Or Absolutely. Make your own TMOS one.
Yeah.
It's a good investment for your business. Prospective clients will notice. Everybody loves, I know that my wife is addicted to iPhone cases.
Yes.
I know most people
yeah.
are addicted. Everybody's trying them once in a while. There are, you know, I don't like this one, or I get bored, or
right.
they get weathered. Now you can customize them, and they start at $9.99. A good investment for your business. Prospective clients will notice it. Vistaprint is a small business's best friend, offering quality and affordability for marketing and printing.
Here's a small business now, Mike. This is from a business called Breastfeeding Lady LLC. Mm-hmm. And the letter is much too long, but I'll share with you. She says, I'm a board certified lactation consultant, and now she has her very own two-sided Vistaprint card.
Wow.
She'd mm-hmm. want to use both sides,
She's
wouldn't
good to
she?
Go. Sure. Sure. Yeah, you know, to keep it even.
That's terrific. We want to thank everybody for sending us their business cards that they got through Vistaprint. And now, I think probably the best thing to do would be to take a picture of your iPhone case. I know people are going to jump all over this.
Yes.
Yes.
What I love about dealing with Vistaprint is when I have a conversation with them and they're telling me, we want you to talk about this because we're selling a new product. This is like the second time they've come to me and I said, this does sell itself because it's
Brilliant.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Not only can you get something that's completely customized, who doesn't want that? But when they start at $9.99, a lot of people are going to want to try
sure.
it.
Change back from $10, and since he's not here, let me challenge everyone, do the best Oscar-themed iPhone case yeah. you can.
You can do it anyway, yeah. you know, with that price point. All iPhone cases are 50% off, but only, remember this, they're tracking us, people. Only if you use the code TMOS in the search bar, and if your order tops $30, if you get it all bedazzled and
sure.
jazzed
yeah,
up,
yeah.
the shipping is absolutely free.
Nice.
So really, you're talking about, yes, you can spend up to $30. They start mm-hmm. at $9.99, but if you get one that's super nice like that, they'll give you the free shipping with it, and satisfaction is always guaranteed.
Or you order multiples and give them to your friends or your coworkers.
Go to Vistaprint.com. Enter our code, please. It's real important for this promotion. Enter the code TMOS in the search bar, and we thank you in advance. And we also thank our good friends at Vistaprint,
yeah.
one of our biggest advertisers, and they really support the show.
Good friends.
Mm-hmm. And we've done well for them. So mm-hmm. that's the way it works. All right, we're done talking about steak.
Yeah, good luck paying
pork chops.
Good luck for paying more money for the same meat you you've always gotten since you were a little boy.
Thank you, Rob. Let me tell you why my calendar scares me.
Yeah,
I
want
to know this.
Yeah.
This happens to me more often than not, and it's with my little iPhone calendar that I have where I will go into my calendar and I will see a date marked, and it will say new event. Like April 17th. Are we doing something April 17th?
I don't
Am I doing something?
Are you? Is your calendar?
I'm now terrified.
Is your calendar synced to Facebook?
I know, Mike.
I wonder.
I know what it is.
If he's connected to the group calendar, and for some reason it's not showing up.
What's happening is you're accidentally hitting the plus button occasionally, and if you don't specify what the event is, accidentally hitting that plus button will add an event called new event. So the way new event appears in your calendar is you accidentally bumped the plus button.
Right. I got nothing on the 17th. You're not doing something behind my back, are you?
New event, April 17th. I got the weekend of the 20th, mom's birthday.
Yeah, nothing here.
Going up to Boston.
Yeah.
I got April 27th, Officer Down Ride.
I've done this.
I've got May 4th. We're shooting that TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And but it scares me when I see it, and that's happened to me more often than not. Everything else is normal, so I'm not getting anything from Facebook, and I'm not doing any of that stuff. But it says new event, and so nobody in this room knows what's
going on.
Josh, do you know?
Hello? I have no idea.
I think I've given you the answer, because I've done this myself. This has turned up on my calendar
as well.
I'm
not sure whether this is kind
of course
like my hands were twitchy or something like that.
Yeah, it's easy.
That was so passive-aggressive. Of course you don't believe it. Of course it's me. Of course.
That's right.
Of course you're disagreeing
In the upper right-hand corner where you might grasp the phone, it's easy to accidentally hit that plus button.
No way that happened.
Okay. then it's settled. It's a mystery.
I think what happened is...
Is that our dinner date, Mike?
What?
The 17th? I'm just making it something
No,
up.
But it might be...
None of us have an event
but
for
you
that
would,
date in our calendars.
I only
write things down if something good is happening.
Yeah, but you wouldn't hit the button and then not put something in.
Right. Butt dial, you might have set a butt event.
Yeah, this is an anal event, Mike.
I hate I don't like the way the iPhone calendar's laid out either.
I don't either.
I think you just ought to have
complain.
A box where you put in all the information, not the little
what if we change
rotating
the name of it?
Rolodex thing.
Change the name of it to like a New York strip calendar.
Stop it. We're off that subject. And it says all day. 4:17 from 4:17 to 4:17.
That's the default setting is all day.
Yeah, you did an all day thing.
I commit to you. I would not have done that. This is not a butt dial thing.
Okay.
I know that date is going to arrive.
Uh-huh.
I am going to get done doing the show that day. I'm going to be relaxing. I'm going to have my feet up at about 6 o'clock and the phone's going to ring. Why aren't you at the babysitting thing that you're supposed to be there? I swear to God that's going
to
happen.
I will mark my calendar to ask you about it that day. Mm-hmm.
That'll be good.
So nobody has any idea?
No.
I mean,
well, we do, but you're not believing it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what it is.
I don't think... I've never done it before.
But
there's
would
no
you
way.
Ever create an event and then not write any details?
Maybe. All you have to do is accidentally hit the plus button, and it does exactly that.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah, it's true.
Look how upset he is. It's like we're talking about meat.
Hold on. If I hit the plus button...
Uh-huh.
I would have to go to that date.
But you could accidentally hit that button, then hit plus. Haven't you ever looked?
No. You're talking about two steps.
He's saying that, he'd have to actually first hit April 17th and then hit the plus button.
It could happen.
Maybe you were looking to see if you had anything that day, and you hit that day, and then you hit the plus button.
That's possible.
Because I've done that before.
Really? I don't know. I think it's a medical procedure that I'm
forgetting. Josh has something.
Could it maybe be that you were trying to set an event trying to set an event for March 17th and you initially created one for April 17th?
That's right, Josh. It was St. Patrick's Day.
You don't think
Bam.
So.
No, mystery solved. So.
I know something's going to happen, and I'm going to come back here and thank you all for not helping me
I've
on
made
this.
A note of it. Ask Mike.
We have nothing scheduled for the show. Is there something
happening?
Hold
it. Happening? You know what? No, here's something. I was just trying to see how possible the butt event would be. I just grazed the 17th, so say that could happen.
Right.
Then I hit the plus, and I get add event. And you can't hit done without typing something in.
Really? So I put in there.
You did something.
I wrote it, and I didn't have time to write it down, and then I put done.
Okay.
So it was like, because
You did something.
If it's on the fly, and somebody said, Mark, like we say we've got a conference call with somebody, and you say, what date's that going to be? April 17th, and I won't have time. I won't write it in, because you have to get inside and do all that. I'll do it quickly, and then I'll forget.
Oh,
I'll forget to go back into.
Yeah. You know what happened?
You seem really concerned.
You clicked.
Well, I know that I don't have anything on my calendar for that day, so I don't think anything with you and I is going to happen.
Maybe it's something that you had a plan to surprise for us, Mike.
Yeah. We're all getting cake.
Do you ever access your calendar through your computer?
Because that'll do it.
That's what does it.
That's how I do it.
Yeah. I do it both ways.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
So click on your calendar on your computer and hit new event, because that's what happened.
You'll see. Yeah, exactly. And that's how I've done it to myself. It will sync with your phone, and that's how it will appear on your phone. But thank you, Megan.
But here's the other thing. I have this cloud turned on.
I hate the cloud.
But nothing that's on my computer is on my phone, even though I have the phone cloud turned.
This is where technology can help us out a little bit. Has been really to me a big pain in the butt.
Right.
It's very confusing. You're never sure what's syncing where, so it's very possible that there's just some settings you have to set to tell it what things you want on the cloud.
Mm-hmm. Like I went back to look on my calendar, and there's nothing on my phone calendar at all. So I can't, because I wanted to reference another event when that had happened. And it was
How often do you sync your phone with your computer?
Well, I thought every time I plug it into my computer.
I actually
charge my phone through my computer.
Mm-hmm. In your iTunes, do you have it checked to sync your calendar?
Where do I do that? In the phone?
In
the iTunes.
Hold on. Everybody's talking at the same time when we get on tech stuff. One at a time. What am I supposed to do?
You plug your phone into your computer.
It's what I normally do.
iTunes will recognize. And then you go to, you click on your phone, and there should be a way you can check on the menu.
So do I go to iTunes that's in the phone?
On the computer.
On the computer.
On the computer.
Did you know that Julia named her iPhone the Titanic? So every time she plugs in, it says the Titanic is sinking.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Clever kid.
Comedy runs in the family.
I think it does.
Dark. So what was your lame joke this morning that you told?
About impatience.
Impatience.
I had to get it out
a
there.
A flower joke. Uh-huh, he tells a flower joke. He said, we're not sure what to plant in the bed. And here I am reciting it on the show. Uh-huh. Rob writes this on his Facebook page. We're not sure what to plant in the backyard this spring. I told Carrie we should plant impatience, but we have to do it right now. No. Okay. You're an ass.
You know what? God. Carrie hated it. Yeah. She really hated that joke.
I hate to do this on the show.
She stopped laughing
but
like
Mike,
12 years
ago. But, Mike,
you know
what? You shouldn't anyway, because I think you have to be plugged into your computer in order to do this.
Yeah, but you Rob said turn it on.
Well, yes. And you have to be connected, and you have
to
go to
recognize,
the tab.
Yeah.
You have to go to the tab that says info.
Why can't I go to the tab when the phone's not connected?
It needs to know your phone's connected, and then you can tell it some specific settings for your phone.
And then it'll do it automatically?
It should.
All right, thank you.
Do you have the thing?
That was 10 minutes of the show. We'll never get back.
Do you have the thing, the cord?
Yeah, I do have the thing, but I'm not going to do it now. I don't need to do it. Right. I'll do it after the show.
All right.
But I still don't know what's happening, and I guarantee you it's going to bite me in the ass. There's something happening
April
17th. Mm-hmm. That you'll what?
I'll ask you. I've marked it on my calendar. Ask you on April 17th what it was we missed.
I swear to God, something's going down.
And if nothing else, could you at least amend it so that you do bring cake?
We have a cake party.
Would it kill you to bring a cake?
Hey, like, remember when we had the ice cream social at the old radio station?
Yep, that was fun.
Like, we're working in total at the old WJFK. Mm-hmm. We're working in total filth. Mm-hmm. They cancel, like, our Christmas parties.
Right.
But one of the ideas, was it Michael Hughes that had this idea?
I think this might have been under Mr. Linewand.
Mr. Alan Linewand?
I believe Mr. Alan Linewand.
And at the radio station, they decided, like, on a Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
Like, 4, just enough. So
like,
that
right
we,
in the middle of our show.
So we couldn't participate.
Drive,
yeah.
We're going to have an old-fashioned ice cream social. Mm-hmm.
Really,
just ridiculous.
And we assume,
if you're going to do anything for a company, it's got to involve booze.
And we
period.
And don't you remember for a while we assumed that it really was just a cover story to have a few drinks.
Right.
Yeah.
But then they not only said no drinks, they wouldn't even let BH, I don't think she likes to say her name anymore. Ms.
Really?
Ms. Bobby. They wouldn't let her sneak anything in.
And we had a clip of her. No. It's our old business manager.
Yeah, I remember her.
I miss her.
Yeah, so they bring in and crap ice cream, right?
Yep.
Remember?
Yeah.
It was like generic.
Which is the worst flavor, by the way.
It was like, it was generic.
I thought it was chocolate.
It was generic vanilla. Didn't they not even have any toppings?
You know what? We couldn't go because we were working.
Yeah, they were such dicks.
That's why I don't remember. We were on the air.
It was terrible. And it's like, if you wanted, why not have a happy hour outside of work?
Right.
No, bring like gross, nasty ass, stale ice cream.
And don't forget
up to where the lunchroom is, which is like a bacteria.
Don't forget they made the conference room the world's stickiest conference room.
Yeah.
Because it was all on the table.
Yeah, because the salespeople would come in and go, ice cream. like that. Remember, and then there'd be empty bowls like with goo pouring over the side that we'd all have to live with.
Disgusting.
What a pig trough.
And remember the fat days of the 1990s when we'd have ratings parties to celebrate the great ratings that that station did enjoy back then. And they would always start the ratings party at 5 and we were on the air till 7.
Yeah. We had during the 90s. Uh-huh. Now, during the 80s, I went to some real ratings parties.
Yes.
I've heard of them.
Oh, yes.
Well, there was one that I was accused, falsely accused, of ripping the urinal off the wall at the Palm restaurant downtown. Meg, I was accused. I didn't really do that.
Was never convicted.
I still say that was Dennis Reese that did that, and we argued about that for years to come. Well, I think Dennis did it and pointed the finger at me because, you know, that was the days of many parties that the next day, the one greeting that people would give me would, well, how are we this morning?
Now, when it
still happens occasionally, as Meg will testify,
when the urinal
just once in a blue moon
came off the wall, were you accused of ripping it with your hands or with your powerful stream?
It was my incredible powerful penis.
Wow.
That
be a warning to you.
That's what I did with. All right, moving right along.
Poor
I want to,
Carla.
A slogan for Kim Jong-un from my beautiful wife, Carla, who today said, death to the fat baby. There's that picture this weekend that surfaced about him, and he says, and now he is showing his generals how to fire the gun properly, and they show him with his giant chipmunk head
face,
and he's shooting the gun, and Carlos said he looks like a fat baby.
He does.
And he does. So death to the fat baby.
I like that. Now, did you see, I don't know if you saw any of Saturday Night Live?
I did not.
They ripped off our Kim Jong-un bit where they have him speaking in fake Korean and a translator saying outrageous stuff.
You know, technically, really, that's that whole routine is as old as comedy itself, you know, where you have the translator coming out with this. But this is the first time I've seen news stories coming out of South Korea where there seems to be more concern in that part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, up until this point, they said it's a lot of bluster.
Usual stuff, yeah.
What do you think? I mean, is this inevitable? Are we going to have...
Inevitable.
Inevitable.
It's still hard to say. I mean...
Inevitable.
The watch is really from April 10th, which is tomorrow, through April 15th. There are a number of things on the North Korean calendar. The anniversary of the death of Kim Jong-un's grandfather is one of them. There's some other big dates over the next 5 or 6 days on the North Korean calendar.
On that calendar, does it just say new event?
Yeah, and so we don't know because it just says new event. We don't know exactly what they're going to do. But
what if it happens April 17th?
That would be bizarre.
Well, that's not on the watch.
Huh?
It's over the 15th because apparently it has something to do with taxes.
It actually probably wouldn't. But still, what it gets back to, and this is why the U.S. and the rest of the world have to be very careful.
I need to file my return.
Have to be careful.
Fat baby deductions.
Mike. About our response because this could be bluster. Kim Jong-un is trying to prevent a coup in his country. He's trying to hang on to his power. And to do that, he's putting on this little show for his people, which, as we all know, is a very, very dangerous show that's gotten much more dangerous than anything his father or grandfather ever did.
Woo!
Whether or not he's crazy enough to go through with it, we just don't know. We're as ready as we can be.
So which do you think we should make first, the yogurt maker t-shirts or death to the fat baby t-shirts?
Yeah. Both?
The yogurt maker is a little lighter.
And you know what? We have that picture of Oscar where
you think
he
looks...
So? Yeah.
Death to the fat baby with just a big picture of giant cantaloupe head.
Do you remember we have that picture of Oscar that looks just like his dad? Not Oscar's dad, but Kim Jong-il's dad.
That's right.
And with the sunglasses, could we make Oscar up to look like the fat baby? That way we could use a licensed
photograph.
Yeah.
I like death to the fat baby.
I love it.
The other thing that I wanted to make reference to, I want to make sure that we do not tip our hand too much about our live show, but I will say that we have a live show.
Uh-huh.
It's coming.
Uh-huh.
It's coming in the fall.
Is it on April 17th?
It is not on April 17th.
Because that would be a new event.
But I asked Carla, as we are driving to, did a great benefit last night for Helping Haitian Angels.
Good for
and
you.
We
good
raised
stuff.
We raised a ton of money last night for him. Mark, thanks for your help with
You're welcome.
I appreciate that, and I wanted to say hi to Bill and Debbie Harvey, and they're Helping Haitian Angels for the kids down in Haiti and the orphanage they run down there. just did gangbusters for him last night. It was terrific. The only thing, at an auction, I always talk about how delightful it is to be the auctioneer, and it's even better when you begin the auction and 11 people want to tell you what to do. And, you know, they said,
was
okay,
one of them Mark?
You're
no.
On. No, Mark was a witness, though. Mark was the star witness last night, and he saw that happen where I'm starting the auction, and they say, no, do this, this. It's like, here's
it's maddening.
A little bit of a tip for me, okay? Figure this crap out before. I ask you, I say, I want opening bids. Just figure it out before. And don't say everything's fine, we've got what you need. And then when the auction begins is when you get your ideas. Because that's not when you're going to do it, because that's when I'm trying to get people to bid. I'm the one that's putting my ass up there, and I'm the one that has to get people to bid. And then you're telling me 12 different things, and it diminishes my product.
Now, we talked about this before the show a little bit. I didn't ask you then, but I want to ask you now. I have a guess as to how you dealt with these people approaching you while you're on stage.
I say F you.
Oh, I see.
My guess was that
they would whisper something in your ear, and then to the audience, you would make up something entirely different other than what they'd said to you. Because that sounded like your MO.
No, they would come up to me, whisper in my ear, and I would look back to Carl and I'd say, can we leave now?
I want
to leave.
It's always hard. Hard to do that.
But it's all good.
Yeah.
And of course, it all worked out.
You did a great job.
Very, very well. Some very nice people in, where were we last night? Oh, that's Evo. Right. McLean.
Yes. I used to live there.
It was wonderful. It was a good time. So HHA, Helping Haitian Angels, made some money for him last night. And then on the drive back, Carl and I are talking about the live show.
Right.
And we are doing a live show. Yeah. Can't tell you where. Can't tell you when. Can't do that just yet. But I said, I want to make it really, really special. I want to make it a little different than the ones we've done. Mm-hmm. This is my pregnant wife, 5 months pregnant. I said, I want to make this sizzle. I want to make it really special. And she says, sex it up.
Oh,
strippers.
Wow. So that's the kind of blessing you want.
She says that makes react to that.
Strippers.
She says
turtles.
But she says sex it up. And no, she's not a lesbian.
No.
But that to me is kind of carte blanche.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So the challenge, Mr. Ronick,
yes, sir,
is that we have to figure out a way to sex up the live show.
Well, I'll start off by saying I'll wear tighter pants.
Well, you know, we had the hookers in Reno.
Yes we did.
And I don't think that they need to participate in the content of the show, but I believe having some sexual content on stage
be good.
You know, not that we're going to show porno movies.
No, not at all. Not at all. No, bring the kids.
But well, nothing's been ruled out.
This is the directive from my wife, which to me is giving me permission to sex up the show. You like that idea, Josh?
I'll take my shirt off.
Oh, thank you. No. Okay, that's not what
well,
I want to do.
Not-
then you can see I have piercings and tattoos.
So look for that, and we'll give you little tidbits as we hone and refine it. But yes?
Can Josh's girlfriend take her shirt off?
Oh, my.
I'll ask her.
That's good.
Intern of the year, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We won't have as many tickets to sell.
More to come on that subject. We'll take a break, come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault right after this, everybody. Look around you see us. You're all over the map musically today. You're playing quite an eclectic mix of music.
Like to keep people guessing, Mike.
Our segment is brought to you, Rob's Magic Audio Vault, by RC Kitchens.
Yay!
Your kitchen may be the most important room in your home. Now you can have hand-built, all-wood, top-quality cabinets for about the same price as the mass-produced brands, the kind that I have in my kitchen. That really, if you put like too many bags of light potato chips in, it just breaks right off the little runner.
You don't
that it
need
has.
That.
No. Get the good ones. I speak to this personally, that RC Kitchens will give you the real deal and the quality stuff. And now, I didn't put in my cabinets. I put in, I bought the house and it had already been done.
Right. Okay.
But I am here. I am living proof that when you put cheap cabinets in your kitchen, you're going to be in for a world of hurt.
Yeah.
Because one day you will simply drop the keys into the cabinet and it will go down to the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's not even about that. It's about value. If you can get quality for the same money, why get the mass-produced stuff?
How about Mercedes quality at Prius prices, Buzz?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I wish I had said that.
RC Kitchens makes it a point to find out exactly what you want and takes the frustration out of remodeling. remodeling. Estimates from RC Kitchen are guaranteed accurate, and the timetable is always honest and realistic. Do me a favor and contact our good friend Rory Callahan, a great guy that knows all about this, and he's got a terrific crew. Here's their number, 301-537-3515 or at rckitchens.com, and we thank you in advance. Mm-hmm. We are running late as usual. Just wanted to tip in one more time.
Sure.
It's the Officer Down Memorial Page ride for Meg Hoggins and Company. That's coming up on April 27th out in Haymarket, Virginia. It starts at the Lion and Bull restaurant, which is right next to the Giant Food, and it's out in Haymarket, and they're going to have a ton of riders. If you are planning on doing this, I would suggest you register in advance and not the day of.
Do it now.
It'll make your life a lot easier. Officer Down Memorial Page, you can get that link at our website.
And if you're not a rider, per se, you can definitely come out with your kids, support a good cause, and kids love all the motorcycles are there.
Absolutely. I'll be there with Julian Ryan.
Yeah. April 27th.
It's an event. It's just not a ride.
We'll see you there, and then as soon as that's over, that's when I start talking about my ride. All right, very good.
Thank you, Martin.
Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
We are still accepting Jack Cassidy t-shirt entries, and you're wearing your shirt today, aren't you?
This is the Jack Cassidy t-shirt. You can still get them online, and I want to hear the latest entry.
Who are you anyway?
I'm Jack Cassidy.
Yeah, this one comes from a friend, and it's another international entry. Thank you to the beloved Cappy Pfeiffer, mm-hmm. who took time on her Mexican vacation.
Who would she be?
I think she's from out of state.
Okay.
I know that.
Well, a nice hello to her.
The name is familiar. Mm-hmm.
But she took a beach vacation in Mexico, a beautiful shot of the ocean, and there she is. And I love this again. Plus points for being international.
Hey, before you play it.
Yeah.
Question.
Go.
Hate to interrupt. Is Minnie the Moocher stopping by her digs? I was just looking on RJ's page, and I say, heading through Oregon on my way to California, and it screamed at me that he's going to go down, and America's Guest is going to log a week there.
I have no idea, but it's funny you say that, because I thought the same thing.
Well, hey, I brought you a gift, and it came in a big baggie.
It would be impolite to be in the neighborhood and not drop in.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, I bet he is.
But
yeah.
It's a good guess.
Show of hands, who thinks RJ's going to Cappy's house?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go, of course.
Unanimous.
Yeah. Dropping off a resume?
It just bothers me.
I know.
It does. It's taking advantage.
Dropping off a residue.
Okay, very good.
I guarantee when he leaves, he'll probably say, thank you, and then he'll get in his car and leave.
He won't say thank you.
Yeah. Bring her something, RJ. You know, bring her something nice.
Other than disappointment.
Now, why do you say he will?
Well, because of where he's coming from, I'm guessing.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
All right, very good.
All right, so this is a beautiful scene, and again, she will reveal the Mexican beach when she identifies herself.
Oh, hi. I'm Cappy Pfeiffer. I'm in Mazatlan, Mexico. I love the Mike O'Mara Show, and I'm Jack Cassidy.
And it's great. Beautiful ocean, just a gorgeous one. So
keep them coming.
Thank you, Cappy.
And somebody is going to be Rob's apprentice.
That's right, in the month of December.
This will be the longest running contest we have ever run.
It's open-ended, but the prize is great. Remember, you get a Nazi helmet.
This just in from Cappy Pfeiffer. Yes. RJ did contact me. I was busy.
How unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's great.
I love that.
You so called it.
I love you, Cappy. That made my day. I'm such a nasty man.
Now, Mike, all eyes turn to Asia.
Where am I going to drive now? I actually have to start at a day's in.
All eyes turn to Asia, Mike.
Boo.
Because I have for you the Oscar Santana health update.
Okay.
Because he's in China right now, even as we speak.
That's right, Beijing.
I wonder how things are going over there.
With the emergence of a new and deadly strain of the bird flu in China, the World Health Organization is looking to send in experts on the virus to investigate the illness. Six people in China have died and some 21 others have been sickened in this outbreak of the virus known as the H7N9.
Right. The good thing is, Mike, though, it cannot be communicated via pineapple pie. So good luck to Oscar. And also, old friend.
Hey, Todd, where are you going? Stay away from those birds. Stay away from those birds,
Put down that bird.
Mike, old friends, don't you like to check in and know where old friends are going, where they are, what they're doing?
You know, I don't.
How about your old friend Manny Ramirez?
Oh, Manny Ramirez. I know where Manny is.
And he is?
He is in Taiwan,
right?
And he is playing baseball in the Taiwanese League. And I've seen this, and I love this clip.
Wow. Do you know what team he plays for?
I do not.
The Rhinos.
No.
But let's go now. And this.
We are so excited.
Pronounced, we are so excited for Taiwan Rhinos.
Pronounced Linos.
Linos, right. So let us go now live to the tape of Manny's first home run.
They liked it.
Oh, they were very excited.
Listen to this. This is great.
His
对，都是五五的，五五六，哎，生涯五五六，在职棒赛事的全垒打数。
This is great.
前面呢，总共四场的比赛，切了一下，结果在中间方向后退，后退在全垒打将这边，
全垒打
了，Manny Ramirez 来了一次 two run home run，Manny 来了台湾之后啊，终于开轰了，哇，在七局的上半，犀牛靠着 Manny Ramirez 来台之后个人首轰。
又带动高潮了哈！
哇，
对 Manny 的长打出现
，Chris Berman
开炮了，
I love that.
Wow, sounds like WTNT on the weekends.
I do. I love that clip, and I like Manny. I'm a Red Sox fan. I still like Manny.
Did you look at any NASCAR this weekend?
I did not.
The national anthem was offered by the VMI, the Virginia Military Institute. Glee Club sang the national anthem.
Hey, my daughter's in the high school Glee Club, so I like Glee Club.
And I think they probably sang pretty well. However, they were not mic'd especially well.
Oh, dear. No.
I want you to hear this as our latest offering from our national anthem grab bag, okay?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
There's one girl really close to the microphone.
Doesn't work. Gotta get that mic far away.
Twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
And then everyone at the NASCAR event had pineapple pie. So work on your microphones, folks. Now, does CBS do three or four country music awards shows every month?
I think that the Country Music Association does way too many, and there are all sorts of different varieties of them, but was there another one this past weekend?
Yeah, the ACM Awards. I guess that's the Academy of Country Music. And here's material that's not that great to begin with, delivered horribly.
Okay.
I give you two members of the Licorice Hat Club, Mike, Blake Shelton and Luke Bryan.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get through this.
How about a shout out to the Sherwin-Williams Company for spray painting Luke's jeans on for us tonight, everybody? Yeah.
Duh.
Hey, you know what Motel 6 and Luke's jeans have in common? There's no ballroom. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I like that joke.
But the delivery, Mike.
It's starting early.
I like that joke.
You want to play that game, huh?
Huh?
Here's how it goes. Y'all know what Blake's jeans are like.
What?
Buying something on credit. Nothing up front.
Oh, boy. So let me see if I get this straight.
Hey,
hold it. One more, I think.
What size are those? Extra empty?
Let me tell you, Blake's thing is so small,
yeah.
You can't even see that with a magnifying glass.
And that is your magic audio ball. And congratulations, Manny Ramirez, landing on his feet on the rhinos.
No doping tests over in Taiwan.
No, not at all.
We'll take a break, come back with Buzz and the news right here on the Michael O'Meara Show, everybody.
How y'all doing?
You ain't got no balls at all.
Buzz Burbank, just like a Motel 6, no ballroom. Yes, sirree.
Without further ado, let's get right to it. Here he is.
That was funny, Luke.
Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away with all the news there's fit to read there, Buzz.
Thank you, Luke. The news today is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services,
Encore!
LLC, the people who bring you this show every weeknight on 1029 WTNT. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore may be able to help, just like they helped Oscar. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 86. No, see, he wouldn't say that. He would say yay.
Oh, no, that's the only tape I have of them.
Anyway, okay. Call them at 866-347-5748. They will compare rates to help you save. License, disclaimer, info at smartterm.com. Let them know you appreciate their services as much as we do. That's Encore Insurance Services at smartterm.com.
And before the news starts, a brief clip, a regular feature we're going to do on Mondays here before the news starts. Mm-hmm. Here's today's past weekend clip from WTNT.
Good. No, Mike, that's not right. That's a clip they're promoting next weekend. On.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah. I got it wrong.
WTNT.
They should use that jingle. Thank you. Now, this is our lead story, simply because ExxonMobil would rather it wasn't. Reporters covering the pipeline oil spill in Mayflower, Arkansas, say they have been blocked from the site and threatened with arrest. Nothing to see here. We'll have to take ExxonMobil's word for it that it's collected 19,000 gallons of tar sands crude, the nastiest form of oil known to man. An NPR reporter who was threatened with arrest says local police told him that ExxonMobil didn't want the media there. The big oil company also apparently controls the skies over the oil spill.
You're sounding very Paul Harvey.
There's a lot of dramatic pauses.
This story requires it. The FAA put a no-fly zone into effect over the spill on April 1st, and it continues until further notice. More proof that money talks.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, don't trust them. Everybody should know that. I mean,
I do. I think they're great.
That's SOP, as they like to say in lobbying circles. Standard operating practice. Don't trust the oil companies.
Standard oil procedure.
I think that that's a fascinating story.
Very good. That's the pregnant pause.
But do you know what? It was very good that gas prices are down 14 cents this week.
All I know is if you trust oil companies, you could be in a world of trouble.
F you all. Almost nothing new to report on North Korea today, except that the U.S. and China are now working more closely together to pressure Kim Jong-un to stop his increasingly dangerous saber-rattling.
Death to the fat baby.
Polls show that Americans, liberal and conservative, want their elected officials in Washington to compromise to get things done. We are starting to see little signs of that.
Vote Cerrito.
Democrats are not happy with some of the concessions President Obama is offering to cut the deficit, but the good news is Republicans are, and therein is the compromise. Legislative Obama foe Lindsey Graham yesterday gave the president's offer faint praise. He said he doesn't like the president's overall plan, but, quote, there are nuggets I think are optimistic.
Graham
said
nuggets.
It set the stage for that grand bargain that you've heard so much about.
I bet that's what Todd and Oscar are eating over in Beijing. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Nuggets.
And Lindsey Graham crackers.
Mm-hmm.
The president's plans raise taxes on the rich, but also cut expansion in Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Now, even more amazingly, lawmakers from both sides are close to a deal to expand background checks for gun buyers. What is amazing is that they're doing this over the objections of the scary, powerful National Rifle Association. The yes votes even include a Tea Party conservative who has an A rating from the gun lobby. Other Republicans are on board as well, though others are still threatening a filibuster. Gun massacre survivor Gabby Giffords, the former Arizona congresswoman, says her patience is wearing thin with lawmakers who won't move on legislation supported by 90% of Americans who normally don't even agree on the weather. She says even 74% of NRA members support these expanded background checks. All of this falls on the deaf ears of NRA President Wayne LaPierre, who got called a circus clown yesterday by the governor of Connecticut.
Not pedals.
Governor Dan Malloy says LaPierre is, quote, so out of whack, it's unbelievable, end quote.
His name means the Pierre.
Really?
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. Actually, the Peter, I guess. It's French for the Peter.
That's funny.
Wayne the Peter.
The Peter. The Peter.
Now, Mike, you and I have expressed frustration with how slowly Obamacare is kicking in.
Oh, yeah.
We're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Some Senate Democrats are also criticizing the president now for
Obama.
That's the guy.
Obama.
They're criticizing him now for delays in implementing some of the most popular items in the plan.
Well, you know whose fault that is. Who's
Obama? Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. The difference
between our complaint and these lawmakers' complaint, they're worried about the next election.
Mm-hmm.
They want these popular items to kick in before the 2014 vote. They want, for example, small businesses to have more than one insurance option before the scheduled date that's supposed to occur in 2015.
I've said it all along. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't do me any good.
What are we waiting for?
You know, when they said, hey, these are going to take effect in 2014, mm-hmm. that doesn't do me any good right now.
Right.
I'm trying to get a new insurance company as we speak, and I know what the drill is going to be.
Oh, I mean, you're going through this again?
Well, Carla had me fill out a form for Kaiser.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And she said, here, put it down here, and then I'm like, I'll be on her policy.
Oh, okay.
But I said, I looked at her. I said, you know, this is just going through the emotions here because they're going to see mine.
Yeah.
And this is what happens when an insurance company looks at my health form.
Screw that.
Yeah.
And death to the fat baby.
Yes.
That's right on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kansas keeps getting Kansasier. Lawmakers there have passed, and the governor says he'll sign a bill that declares that life begins at fertilization.
Oh, and I'm sorry about your Wichita State.
Oh, yes. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you know what? They put up a good fight. They went very, very far, and they almost they lost it in the last 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
This news story brought to you by the Yogurt Maker T-shirts.
And proudly so. So Kansas gets Kansas here. Lawmakers have passed, governor to sign, bill that declares that life begins at fertilization.
Yogurt maker.
Kansas is the latest in a string of red states to push the Supreme Court's limits on the restriction of abortion rights. That law would require doctors to warn women of an increased risk of breast cancer because of a possible but unlikely link between the two. The bill also prevents groups, including Planned Parenthood, from handing out birth control information.
Meanwhile, in Florida, they passed a bill. Life begins at 40.
Amen to that.
I hear you.
How Finally. About 50? How about you make it better for me?
Well, then I got 8 years to wait.
Okay.
Okay.
Finally, in Toronto, police are hunting for 4 dangerous women described as wearing short black dresses, high heels, and no pantyhose. The description puts them in their early 30s and says they each of these four women weigh approximately 200 pounds.
Okay.
The women reportedly
sexy.
They offered to give a 19-year-old man a ride home from the nightclub where they met,
mm-hmm.
but they diverted him to a parking lot where they had their way with him against his will.
Oh. That's who you need for your live show.
Yes.
Get those 4 women.
The 200-pounders with no pantyhose.
These women must be stopped.
Amen.
Eventually. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Hey, Meg Hawkins, are you excited about your ride on April 27th?
Yes, thank you so much for letting me come in here and promote it.
Oh,
everybody get out
you.
To Haymarket, Virginia, the Lion and Bull restaurant. Get out there. That's where it all starts in the big parking lot. We're going to get 500 bikes out there. Check it out. It all comes up. April 27th, registration starts 8 o'clock in the morning?
9.
9 o'clock in the morning.
Mike will be there at 8, though.
I'll be there at 7:30.
I'll be there April 17th.
Our show today was brought to you by ScoreBig.com. Save up to 60% below box office prices. Your stop should be ScoreBig. Never any fees. That's where you want to get your tickets to your next event. No need to go anywhere but ScoreBig.com. And don't forget, this is most important. Mm-hmm. This is why they advertise with us. Put in the code. TMOS. A great show. Tomorrow, perhaps, let's try to get Oscar reporting live.
Yes.
From China. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.